BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Soldiers have joined the emergency effort in Spain, where the worst floods in decades have killed at least 95 people. It's not clear how many people are still missing. Nearly all those who died were in the Valencia region, parts of which recorded a year's worth of rain in a few hours. Guy Hedgeco says there have been questions over whether local authorities in affected areas were prepared.
Some people have said that the local government of Valencia didn't give enough warning, nor did the National Meteorological Agency, that they did issue warnings about the weather, but that they didn't come early enough. The president of the Valencia region, Carlos Mazón, has defended his own administration and the role of the authorities in all of this, saying that this was such an extraordinary situation that even the scientists were rather wrong-footed by the intensity of the flash flood. So he said no one could have predicted that.
Houthi-controlled media in Yemen say the movement is willing to sign a UN roadmap for peace if Saudi Arabia is serious about ending the 8-year conflict. Here's Mike Thompson.
The Saudi Arabian cabinet had broadly welcomed the UN roadmap for Yemen at the end of last year, but there was little response from Yemen's Houthis. But now, according to Houthi-controlled media, the group has told the UN that it's willing to commit to the peace plan if Riyadh does too. A Saudi-led international coalition force began fighting Iranian-backed Houthi rebels back in 2015 in support of Yemen's internationally recognised government.
Venezuela has recalled its ambassador to Brazil in response to President Lula da Silva's decision to veto its admission to the BRICS group of emerging economies. Venezuela was hoping to join the group at last week's summit in Russia. President Lula was one of Venezuela's most important allies in the region until the Venezuelan presidential elections in July. The US and South Korean defense chiefs have urged Pyongyang to withdraw its troops from Russia, where it's believed they'll be deployed against Ukrainian forces. Lloyd Austin said around 10,000 North Koreans were already in the Russian Far East. Kim Jong-hyun said Pyongyang was likely to seek Russian technology in exchange. The US Deputy Ambassador to the UN, Robert Wood, warned Russia against ratcheting up the conflict.
We are increasingly concerned. Russia intends to use these soldiers in combat or to support combat operations against Ukrainian forces. Should DPRK soldiers be used in the battlefield, this would mark a further and serious escalation of the conflict.
Russia's UN envoy insisted what he called Russian interaction with Pyongyang was in line with international law. BBC News. With the US presidential election campaign now entering its final few days, both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are making whirlwind tours of key battleground states, as opinion polls show the candidates virtually neck and neck. Kamala Harris has been addressing Democratic supporters in North Carolina. She's heading to Pennsylvania before ending the day in the vital swing state of Wisconsin. Mr. Trump spoke earlier in North Carolina and is also heading to Wisconsin. President Milei of Argentina has sacked his foreign minister after the country voted at the UN in favour of lifting an economic embargo on Cuba. Local media reported that Diana Mondino has simply followed Argentine foreign policy by backing the end of the embargo. Britain's finance minister Rachel Reeves has told the BBC she hopes the new Labour government's announcement of massive tax increases will be a one-off. The tax rises of about $50 billion were announced to Parliament by Ms. Reeves in her first budget on Wednesday.
This is not a sort of budget that we would want to repeat. This is the budget that is needed to wipe the slate clean and to put our public finances on a firm trajectory. The first line of the first step in our manifesto was to bring back economic stability.
The main beneficiary will be the health service, which sees funding rise by $30 billion. The Hollywood star Anna Kendrick has said she's donated her fee from a hit Netflix true crime film, Woman of the Hour, to two victims' charities. The movie is about a serial killer, Rodney Alcala, who met the character played by Kendrick on a US dating show in the 1970s. He was later found guilty of 8 murders, but is suspected of killing more than 100 women and girls. BBC News.